This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israeli tanks pushed deeper into districts in central and southern Gaza overnight under heavy air and artillery fire, residents said, pressing a deadly offensive that has razed much of the enclave and that Israel has said may last months more. Rachel Faber from Reuters has more.
This footage released by the Israeli military on Saturday shows what it says is its troops hitting Hamas targets in Gaza. Residents in the enclave said Israeli tanks pushed deeper into districts in central and southern Gaza under heavy air and artillery fire. The latest push from Israeli forces comes after South Africa asked the International Court of Justice on Friday for an urgent order declaring that Israel was in breach of its obligations under the 1948 Genocide Convention. Israel blames Hamas for the suffering of Palestinians in Gaza by using them as human shields and stealing humanitarian aid from them, which Hamas denies. The U.S. has called for Israel to scale down the war in the coming weeks and move to targeted operations against Hamas leaders, although so far it shows no signs of doing so.
Rachel Faber from Reuters. The top commander of U.S. naval forces in the Middle East says Yemen Houthi rebels are showing no signs of ending their, quote, reckless attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea. But Vice Admiral Brad Cooper said in an Associated Press interview on Saturday that more nations are joining the International Maritime Mission to protect vessels in the vital waterway, and trade traffic is beginning to pick up. Operation Prosperity Garden was announced just over 10 days ago. Cooper said that since then, 1,200 merchant ships have traveled through the Red Sea region, and none has been hit by drone or missile attacks. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Taiwan's sovereignty and independence belong to its people. That's what the frontrunner to be its next president said on Saturday in an often testy debate with the other two candidates. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan.
Vice President Lai Ching-te, the ruling Democratic Progressive Party's presidential candidate, reiterated that he was open to talks with China. He added that Taiwan and China are not subordinate to each other. China has repeatedly rebuffed his offers of dialogue as it believes he is a dangerous separatist. Taiwan's presidential and parliamentary elections are happening on January 13th, as China has stepped up military and political pressure to assert its claims of sovereignty over the island. Chinese warplanes have been sent regularly into the strait.
Olivia Chan from Reuters. A fake swatting call was made Friday night to the home of Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bellows. The Maine Department of Public Safety says a man called emergency services saying he broke into a house in Manchester, which turned out to be Bellows' home. No one was home at the time, and responding officers found nothing suspicious. Swatting involves making a prank phone call to emergency services with the intent that a large first responder presence, including SWAT teams, will show up at a residence. Bellows says she, her family, and her workers have been targeted since she removed former President Donald Trump's name Thursday from the Maine ballot, citing the Constitution's insurrection clause. Trump says he plans to appeal to the state courts. In New York's Times Square, they are getting ready for the big New Year's Eve party. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The countdown to 2024 is on high atop Times Square, where organizers of the ball drop are testing out the big attraction. Times Square Alliance President Tom Harris.
The star of the show just had a dress rehearsal and performed marvelously.
He jokingly refers to the giant crystal ball as 6 tons of fun. It's covered in more than 2,500 crystals that light up the night sky. Jeffrey Strauss of Countdown Entertainment says the ball will make an encore.
We're going to relight the ball at 12:04, and it's going to go back up the pole, come back down to rest right above the numerals, where it will stand for the rest of the year.
In Times Square, I'm Julie Walker.
Mexico and Venezuela say they have restarted repatriation flights of Venezuelan migrants in Mexico. Saturday's announcement is the latest move by countries in the region to take on a flood of people traveling north to the United States. It also comes as a migrant caravan of thousands of people from across the region, largely Venezuelans, has trekked through southern Mexico this week. This month alone, authorities say at least 10,000 migrants a day have been arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border, many of them asylum seekers. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.